Background Donna, and I, as usual, am your moderator, hostess, Phyllis Pricer. Welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to hear your voice today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Phyllis.
Oh,
I so appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. And for those of you who don't know, this lovely lady, and she is lovely, is the authoress of The 15-Minute Miracle. Miss Aldana is a fabulous person whose stories and whose life has taken an amazing turn due to discovering the secret within herself that miracles are from within, and we are the ones who create our own life and the joys and sorrows there too. Is that about right?
That's about right, Phyllis. I think you summed that up pretty nicely.
Well, it all comes from reading your book, I have to admit. And to let our readers know, I have heard about you not quite 2 weeks ago from a dear friend of mine. And she recommended you as being someone who would be absolutely perfect to talk to and to share with, because we certainly need miracles today in our lives. With so much going on, with so much negativity in the world, and people are saying, why is this happening? Why does the energy seem to be so dark? What can we do about it? People are throwing themselves around hither, thither, and yon, et cetera, et cetera. And this book is, I think, a culmination of a lot of things that I've read in the past and good intentions I've had in the past. And the workbook that comes with it, because it does come in a kit, it's just absolutely so easy to do, so quick to do. And when you start exercising, using and reading the books, you start noticing how truly blessed your life is, really. And I started mine on July 4th, Independence Day. I figured that was a great day.
I think that is pretty significant, don't you?
Well, you know, I really don't need a 2x4 to hit me over the head too hard.
Oh, that cosmic 2x4, that's smart.
Oh, man, it gives you a headache the last time. I don't want to tell her. I don't want to go into that one. But at any rate, take over and let people know who you are and how you came into this. And let's go from there, because I know there are listeners out there who are really wanting to be able to say, I, too, can manifest miracles in my life and change what's happening in the here and now.
Indeed. Well, actually, today I'm one of the happiest, healthiest, and most fortunate people I know, Phyllis. But, you know, it wasn't always this way. Just 12 years ago, my husband Ron was dying of a stage 4 cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Our 20-year marriage was falling apart at the seams. And we were teetering on the brink of financial ruin called bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And just about the time I was ready to give up in despair, I was just inspired to scribble something down on a piece of paper. And mm-hmm. then it happened.
Wow. What
happened? All of a sudden, we began to experience a series of miracles, one right after the other. Would you like me to go on?
Yes, indeed I do.
Okay.
Well, miracles are wonderful.
Just 12 hours after I finished writing, our marriage on the rocks became a marriage made in heaven.
Oh, my.
Isn't that amazing? And then 3 days later, we began to generate more revenue in our business than we'd seen in over 20 years.
Fabulous.
But the best of the best miracle was 3 months later when my husband went for a checkup, and the doctors could not find a trace of cancer anywhere in his body.
Isn't that fantastic?
So what do you call all of those things?
Well, I call that a major miracle and a major reversal and finding the right path in life.
Absolutely. Now, doctors called it spontaneous remission, but we know better. We know that all of these things were not just coincidences.
Well, spontaneous remission, I don't know. Did they wear a mask and scare the cancer out? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Peek around the corner and say, boo.
But it was quite a journey, Phyllis, but but you know, the thing I'd want listeners to hear too is that the greater the challenges, the bigger the challenges that we have in life, and we all have them from time to time.
Right.
The good news is that the greater and the bigger the gift.
Absolutely.
Because out of this, you know, these three major challenges in our lives came the greatest gift we've ever experienced, and it's now called a little journaling process called the 15-Minute Miracle that's changing thousands of lives all over the world now.
I know. And it's an easy-to-read book. They're easy-to-do exercises. Everybody, well, a lot of people keep journals, and now they do blogs and what have you. And something like this is really well worthwhile, because when you do look at it, when you think about it, when you focus on it, when you write it down, you are indeed forming intent.
Mm-hmm.
And intent brings about, as far as I can see from a lot of reading I've done, is manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of our creative process.
Well, we must be clear, number one, about what it is. Not what we want. There's a fine distinction here, this word want. It's about what we are ready to experience.
Exactly.
And let me just give you a little bit of idea about this distinction about wanting something.
Okay.
Sometimes we say, well, I want to be rich and famous. Okay.
Right.
And so you've heard people say that before. But, you know, if they were to say, I am now ready to be rich and famous and all that goes along with that, they might kind of get a little surge of disconcertment because they're not actually ready for it. You see?
Right.
And so when you start using that language, and language is very important.
Exactly.
You know,
the subconscious is very particular.
That it makes a huge difference in what you experience. Have you ever heard that word, abracadabra?
Yes, I love it. Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's usually, hey, presto, abracadabra, at the Cinderella.
It's kind of magical, isn't it? It's as though something appears out of nowhere magically.
Yes.
Miraculously, and no one questions it because, after all, it's magical.
Yes.
But did you know that with a little bit of research, I discovered that abracadabra actually was a derivation from the ancient Aramaic language, and it was actually three words, and it was spelled A-B-R-A-Q, abrac,
yes.
And then A-D,
uh-huh.
And then H-A-B-R-A.
Right.
Now, if you say that all together, it sounds like this.
Like abracadabra.
Abracadabra, yeah.
Right.
So that's where that came from. Now, literally translated, do you know what that means?
Haven't a clue, but I'm waiting
to
hear.
You better sit down because this is going to give you thrill bumps.
I'm sitting.
Literally translated, Phyllis, it means I create as I speak.
And that is the truth.
I create as I speak. And so this is why it is so important to be very selective about the language that you use, whether it's in the privacy of your own mind and your self-talk,
right,
or communicating with someone else.
Exactly. And how often have we had mistakes in communicating with people,
mm-hmm,
and not meant to?
That's right. So it's a matter of kind of cleaning up our language and understanding the power. I once heard that our word is our wand. So
everyone's
looking for a little magic wand to create miracles in their life, but your words are just that.
Well, you know, my mother used to say, when I'd say, I wish I had, she looked at me once, she said, be careful what you wish for, darling, because you may actually receive it.
That's true.
And so make sure it's what you want. And I've heard people say they want this and that, but you know what happens when they get it? They haven't grown to the point where they are able to know what they have,
mm-hmm,
how to appreciate it, and very often they end up losing it.
Well, there's also an expression that when I once heard this, it really caused me to sit up and take notice, and it was,
uh-huh,
you can have anything you want as long as you are willing to take everything that goes along with it.
That's the other thing I was thinking in the back of my mind. If you could want something, but do you really want the responsibility? And there is a responsibility with everything that you wish for.
That's true.
Everything.
So that's why it's so important to use the faculties of your mind and your imagination and play,
mm-hmm,
in the playground of your imagination to kind of try it on for size. Try on some different futures and see how they feel before you make that commitment to draw them to you or attract them into your life experience.
You know, I had a friend of mine. In fact, there's a book, or my friend, who used to say, why don't you sit and say, what would it be like to have,
mm-hmm,
and just play with that in your imagination?
Yes. You know, life doesn't know the difference between what is real or imagined.
Exactly.
It simply orchestrates everything and brings it to you based on what you choose to focus your attention upon. And
exactly.
So again, that's why if you understand these universal principles that work the same for everybody,
right,
you know, whether you know it or not or like it or not, they
right,
all work the same for everybody all the time. Once you understand that, you're able to better draw to you that which you prefer to experience deliberately.
Well, yeah, I have to agree with you. I remember I was telling you that I had gone to Virginia Beach for a training course with another gentleman who will be a guest on a future show of mine. But I went out and I said, you know, I can't be at the beach and not go out to the beach. I've done that before and not even put my feet in the sand, let alone run out to the surf. So this time I made time and went out, and there was somebody there who said she'd watch my purse. In fact, she was a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, out of 300 people that I've never seen before, this is amazing. And she was from the same town.
Yes.
And I went out to the surf, and I saw a mother sitting and talking on her cell phone and her little girl playing in the surf. And I went up, and I thought, you know, I used to have more fun as a kid. Well, I looked at the little girl, and she kind of looked scared and lonely. We kind of looked at each other, and I said, it's kind of a big ocean, isn't it? And she said, yeah. She nodded her head. I said, how about we hold hands and run back and forth together in it and see what happens? So she grabbed my hand, and so we played in the surf.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I had fun, and then one of the blessings was I could return her to her mom when I was done.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Yes.
Yeah, oh, it has been a long time, and that was one of my little miracles, that I was wishing for a playmate.
Isn't that something? Well, you know, what I love about you, Phyllis, is that you find joy in the smallest of things. You are looking at that as a little miracle that came into your life for which you are most grateful.
Absolutely.
And here's what happens. I want to tell you the dynamics of what happens when you do these sorts of things. Is that imagine life speaking to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as you express appreciation for that wonderful little miracle in your life, life says, oh, Phyllis, you like that? Here, have more, you see. And so you will begin to experience other little things like that that delight you equally. Then, as you begin
fabulous.
To celebrate those additional things, life says, oh, Phyllis, please, you think that's something. Wait till you see what's coming. You better fasten your seatbelt.
I'm ready.
And so it's kind of like that little snowball coming down the mountain kind of perception, you know, where it gets it starts getting picking up speed, getting faster, getting bigger, and just, you know, under its own momentum. And so as you begin to play with the awesome power of appreciation, you're going to probably live in a land of miracles 24/7 before very long.
Well, you know, something I could do with that. I've gone through an awful lot, and I've worked with a lot of people. And one thing I've always wanted to do is to be able to share the joy that I have within me.
Yes.
And I found out that I have to create, number one, my own joy.
That's number one.
Number two, don't let anybody rain on my parade.
Mm-hmm.
By being negative and by making it what I call sober sides.
Mm-hmm.
And have confidence that this will continue throughout my life. Because, quite frankly, this is the way I want to live. I want to live with joy and happiness and having fun and playing. And it's about time. It's at my age, I've been in a woman who's run a multi-million-dollar business. I've had several businesses. I want to go and have fun now. And I want to make money doing it.
You can have both.
I sincerely hope so. That's my intent.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As you set an intention, what you are doing at that time is creating the clarity that life needs in order to fulfill your request. Now, have you ever dealt with a catalog company?
Actually, it's funny you should mention that, because today, for the first time, and I can't remember when, I ordered something from a catalog, an Edgar Casey remedy, his keg, oak keg.
Yes.
For respiratory
relief.
So, yes, just today, as a matter of fact.
You know how that works. You call them up.
Right.
And you've gone through the catalog, and you tell them what it is that you want, and they write it down, and they agree to send it, and so on and so forth. And
right.
So that's, you know, it's not very difficult, is it? But have you ever noticed, Phyllis, that when you don't place your order, the order never comes, does it?
Not really. It's sort of like not buying a lottery ticket, but then again.
So the point is that it's very important for us to place our order with life in terms of being very clear about what we are ready to be, do, have, and experience.
Right.
And that's our work. Now, life's work is to orchestrate everything and deliver it at the most appropriate time in ways that totally delight us, if that's what our parameters are asking for. So yes. It's actually, as you said before, very simple once you understand it. But
right.
Most people, oddly enough, do not understand basic universal principles like what you think about is what you bring about.
Exactly. People, again, yes, I was going to say there's another saying that beware what you ask gods lest they grant it unto thee. And, you know, there have been instances where people have won lotteries. People I know say so much, oh, I wish I could have won the lottery. You know, those poor darlings are in debt and broke and going bankrupt because they won the lottery. They won millions upon millions of dollars. They had no clue how to manage it.
Right.
You know,
well,
they may not
have believed they deserved it and rid themselves of it pretty well.
Yes,
too.
Pretty quick, right. Mm-hmm. You know, or they turn their power over to someone else, which one shouldn't do. That's the other thing is one owns one's power and keeps it in one's own hands. You don't turn your power over to someone else.
No, and you know, the best part about life, from my perspective, is the knowledge that we all came in pretty much on a level playing field. And I'm not talking about, you know, the financial status so much.
Exactly, exactly.
As the universal gift that we all received, and that gift was the gift of freedom to choose what we think about, where we take our attention. Because as long as we have the power to choose what we think about, we have the power to attract and create anything.
Whatever we want.
Yes.
And that is creative power. And I notice you've used the word several times. We choose to create.
Yes.
It is creative power you were using. It's not magic.
No.
And it's not woo-woo stuff, and it's not evil. And you know something? There is no reason not to desire wonderful things around us. We're worthy and deserving simply because we're children of God. That's our inheritance.
Yeah, there isn't anything we have to do to earn all of that. But, you know, unworthiness is something that is pretty common among most people
absolutely.
On some level. And so in the books also we address that because we know that it's very important for people to be willing to accept their worthiness in order to be able to receive. Now, you've heard that expression, it's better to give than to receive, right?
Right. A charity, I've also heard charity begins at home, but that may be something a little different.
Now,
go ahead.
Me,
yes, I have. I've heard many a time as a plate was passed in church.
And, you know, I've given that a lot of thought. And I thought, you know, that's kind of like saying it's better to inhale than to exhale. Or it's better to go to the ocean and have the tide go out than to come in, you see.
It doesn't make sense because there has to be, for every cause, there has to be an opposite and direct reaction.
Right. And so
balance.
If you block off the one aspect of this, you're going to block off the other. And so it's very important that you learn to consciously and be willing to receive, you see.
Exactly. And balance is something, again, people feel also that it's selfish and not only unworthy, but that there's something inherently wrong with wanting things.
Why do you think that is?
I guess, especially if it comes easily. Let me add an addendum to that. That the thought is that the old adage, of course, no pain, no gain, number one. Number two, if it's not, if it comes easily, there must be something wrong with it.
Okay.
Only certain people are lucky and are blessed.
And I'm not one of them.
right. And I'm blessed.
Yeah.
And, you know, being abundant and happy will, you know, joy is, you know, there's a time and place for everything and it's time to be serious, you know, which is like 24/7.
Well, it sounds like everything that you've just shared with your audience are nothing more than beliefs. And beliefs are just thoughts you keep on thinking, right?
And they're compounded, and they are set down from parent to child, and from one generation to the other. And they weren't right in the first generation, and they aren't right now either. So it's no use holding on to something that doesn't work.
Well, the good news is that we can change our beliefs at the speed of thought.
Yes.
If we choose to do so. And now, the speed of thought, that's pretty fast, actually. It's faster than the speed of light. The speed
that's
of light.
That's pretty powerful.
How fast is the speed of light? Do you know?
I'm sure there is a scientific description and reason for it, and I'm sure I've read it.
I read it was 186,000 miles per second.
Okay.
That's pretty fast.
Right.
Isn't it? Speed of thought's about double that. So
okay.
That's how quickly we can change how we experience life. That's why we're saying that greatest gift we received was the power to choose our thoughts.
Exactly.
And
fantastic.
So that is the basis of everything. And as you said earlier, Phyllis, this isn't really all that magical. It appears to be because it is playful and fun. But the point is it's all based on scientific universal laws.
Right.
You know? And they work the same for everybody 24/7. There are no exceptions.
Exactly. There is no one person more worthy than anyone else.
Mm-mm.
And that goes against the grain because worthiness is a big one, isn't it?
It's a huge.
I mean, how often have we heard? Well, what makes you think you deserve to be first, or what makes you think, that this you're so special?
No,
I mean, we've all heard of this.
I remember early when I was starting to offer what we call them play shops. They're weekend events. They're gatherings. They're too much fun to be called workshops, actually. And I can remember that one of the things that we talked about in very early on in the course was that the most important thing for someone to do is to find ways to be one of the happiest people they know.
Okay.
And then somebody raised their hand and said, "Well, excuse me, are you saying that we should be selfish by just us being happy?" And I said, "Well, let's talk about that for a minute."
Right.
And we looked up the word happy, but selfish in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And it said something like this: gaining at the expense of someone else.
Right.
And I said, we absolutely are not ever suggesting that, not ever. So it
right.
doesn't fall into the selfish category. I said,
exactly.
But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I said, do happy people lie, cheat, steal, commit crimes, abuse children, fly into towers in New York, or anything else of that nature usually? Do they?
As her answer
happy
was?
Happy people generally do not do things of that nature, right?
When they're happy, no, ma'am.
No.
They don't do anything that they think will rock the boat.
Yeah, and so if we were, as a society, to make it our top priority, Phyllis, to find ways to be one of the happiest people we know,
uh-huh.
do you not think this world would be different in a very positive way?
My feeling is it would be absolutely phenomenal
yeah.
in a very, very, very short period of time.
So the 15-minute miracle, getting back to that, the whole purpose of doing that little fill-in-the-blanks journaling process
mm-hmm.
is to elevate your sense of well-being, that you feel more grateful, that you feel more happy, that you feel more encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, the most amazing thing happens automatically without you having to think about it, and that is your vibrational frequency raises. Now, the significance of that is that the higher your vibrational frequency is, the more you have the likelihood of attracting to you that which is like that vibrational frequency. So like love and appreciation and
mm-hmm.
gratitude and joy all vibrate at a very high, fast frequency.
Right.
And so your goal is to find ways to vibrate at that frequency, and that's just finding ways to feel good, to be happy, to feel grateful. And then you automatically become an irresistible magnet for love, money, miracles, and more.
Exactly. And that's what people find. They say, oh, that's too easy. But you know something? As I said, when you stop and say, I want to be positive as thought today, you find sometimes that old bad habit of thinking a negative thought, whether it's, darn, I wish this light were better, or
mm-hmm.
I know a man must have made these grates because he makes them just large enough for my heels to go in them. You know, but you find yourself, and it's amazing because now that I've put my attention on it.
Yes.
It is absolutely amazing how often I have to say, whoa, wait, reprogram here.
Mm-hmm.
Not to consider that, just to let it go.
Yes.
And you were saying your vibrational rate changes. Well, I had proof of that today. I went out to see some friends, and what I heard was, gee, when I saw you a couple of weeks ago, he said, your energy was down. He said, today, you are so bright. He said, you're really vibrating at a higher level. I'm so glad to see you back where you belong.
Isn't that wonderful? People do notice it. In fact, do you have a sewing machine by any chance?
No, long gone.
you're going to need one, and I'll tell you why, Phyllis, is that after a while, as you continue to do this process, people are going to start coming up to you, yanking on your sleeve very hard, and they're going to go, Phyllis, what in the world are you doing? My God, you look wonderful. You seem so happy. Everything's going your way. You're amazing. What are you eating? What are you doing? You say so. You better be prepared.
I'm prepared because I've already started telling people, you know what, I've been doing this for only not quite 2 weeks, and you know what, I've seen miracles in my life, including, and this is what I was going to tell you, I went over the weekend, you know,
yes,
to this seminar, and I can say it another time, but part and parcel of it, I went in with no expectation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I wasn't even sure why I was going. I was just led by spirit, go. So I went. And then there was a part two to the session, and I said, they're just trying to hook you for money, more money. But I said, never mind. I have no expectation. I just went in. I want you to know that not 2 minutes into the session, I felt, heard, and saw the broken back that I have, that I've had, that was broken several years ago in a fall, my lower back. I saw, heard, and felt it being cracked, realigned, and reattached, and in less time than it said to say, holy cow.
Oh, my goodness.
And the person who was working on me in this healing affirmation said, thought it was coming from outside. And when I got up off the table, I didn't have any more pain, and I haven't had any back pain since.
Isn't that just truly a miracle?
Truly. This
and,
is
And you
a
listen
miracle.
To your inner guidance instead
yes.
of your
and I
past
honored
this time.
Myself, because I was saying, do I really want to spend the money? Do I want to do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just something said, no, just go in. Don't expect anything, but go in. And all I expected to do was to maybe learn something new.
Good
which
for
was,
you.
You know, I think a valid thought, you
Good
know.
For you.
Because that's why you go, is to learn something new. But at any rate, it had, because I let go of the results,
mm-hmm.
The results were far beyond anything I had hoped.
Well, you've just touched upon something that's really important, I think, for your listeners to hear. And it's about
right.
releasing attachment to outcomes. Once we become very clear about what it is we are ready to experience in our lives, it's very important, and in doing the 15-minute miracle, there are many different ways by which you can invite it into your life through those
right.
seven strategic steps. But once you become very clear about it, you must just surrender it and allow it to come to you and ask that it come only in the perfect time, in ways that totally delight you, and only if it is in your highest and best good.
And that's yeah. the hook for many people because,
mm-hmm.
you know what? People are, one, attached to the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they want to direct the outcome.
Well, they're
and they
want to
be
it,
what
yes.
it wants, when they want it, as they want it, and how they want it. That's a real hard thing if you have control issues, and I'm the first one to put up my hand and say, I think that's one of my issues.
Well, you know, it's pretty common, and I think it's in the DNA or something, because I don't think that there are many people that don't have that to some degree. But when you understand how much better
right.
life can be and how much easier and more productive and,
exactly.
and more fun it can be by simply releasing attachment, then, of course, you can do that. But initially, people want to control how and when and where and why everything happens.
And you strangle. You strangle the miracle.
You do, because
before
you
it gets born.
As you are coming from a place of trying to control it, are you coming from a place of expecting it to happen or fear that it won't?
Exactly. And it's the fear.
Yeah.
And that's
so
what starts the gumming up the work. Am I right?
Yeah. And if you are vibrating a frequency of fear, the
right.
low, slow vibration, you can only attract to you, Phyllis, that which will cause you to be fearful.
Exactly, because like attracts like.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And so that's another thing that in the books it talks a great deal about some of these principles. It doesn't take very long to read about it because we've made it very, very simple to understand. In fact, we've got little 8 and 9-year-olds doing this that make us adults look like we're standing still sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I found your book very easy to read. I found it fascinating reading, and I was eager to start it. And I have to tell you that so far, everything that has been programmed is absolutely spot on. Okay?
That's wonderful.
If there's any hold up, I have to acknowledge that's something Phyllis has to look into.
Mm-hmm.
That's my responsibility to research and reconnoiter and reconnect with my own clarity of thought. I find myself, and this is something else I think in today's world that it's just not, you know, inherent with me, but there seem to be multiple needs, and you kind of sit down and you don't know which one to put first. You know, I want, it's like a kid with a dime. Does that age me? Being given a dime and told you could go to the store, you can only buy one candy bar and bring home the change.
Yes.
You sit there and you don't know which one it is you want.
Aren't we funny beings?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, would you like to hear what other people have experienced?
I would love
the 15 minutes?
These stories that you are providing, not only from your life for others, I think are absolutely fabulous. And I'm hoping that people are listening. And I'm going to ask you to stop now. And please give them your contact information, your website, please, so they can go and contact you afterwards. And I'm letting you know this really works, ladies and gentlemen. It truly does. Believe me, it's well worth it. Go ahead and provide your information.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. The website is very simple. It's www.15minutemiracle.com. So that's www.15minutemiracle.com. And our toll-free number is 888-IN-THE-FLOW. And let me translate that in numbers for you. It's 888-468-4335. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Now, let's hear some of the really wonderful miracles. I mean, I'm just beginning. I haven't got started yet, so
well,
let's hear about others.
We
kind of
have them
wonderful.
In categories of health and vocation, well-being, prosperity, and so
absolutely.
I'll just give you one or two from each category. Of course, my husband, who was told he had 3 months to live in 1991, is still here and alive and thriving, and so he certainly is a wonderful example. And we have my daughter-in-law's sister had multiple sclerosis for a year and a half. When she read the manuscript of the book when it was first coming out, she began doing the process the day she read it, and the symptoms began to diminish. And long story short, within 3 weeks, she didn't have one symptom of MS and never has had since.
Oh, my God, that's
wonderful.
We can't
explain that, and we can't say that everyone who does this with MS is going to experience that. We don't know, but that's pretty amazing. And then another one that really amazed me was a woman who, if you can even imagine and fathom this, for 32 years, 28 days out of every month, she had a major migraine headache.
How can you live like that?
I don't know. And she began doing the process, and after the first month, she had, from 28 headaches, she was down to 15. The second month she did it, she was down to about 4. In the next month, and ever since, she hasn't had any migraines. And that was the only thing different that she did. And she had to keep track of her medication because it was so strong she only could take so much in a lifetime.
Right.
And so that's how she kept track on a calendar. So that was her feedback. And then there are many people who have just found the job of their dreams as a result of doing this process and being very clear about what they're ready to experience.
Uh-huh.
And I have she's become a very dear friend. She started out as a client, that, like everyone else,
uh-huh.
I hadn't known before. But this beautiful lady had spent over $100,000 and 30 years struggling to find some sparkle in her life that she once had as a child. And she read every self-help book and listened to every tape and CD and watched every DVD and videotape. And she walked on fire. She prayed till her knees were sore. She meditated regularly. She did everything imaginable.
Oh.
And still, if anything, just felt worse. And then she began doing the 15-minute miracle, and everything changed so quickly for her that she got rid of all of her books and notes and everything else because she wanted to just master this, because she said it had everything that all of the hundreds of books that she had was just contained in this very simple one book that she could just study and master. And then Well, there's just story after story. There was one couple that came to one of our play shops, and they were struggling to make ends meet. And, in fact, he had taken a job that even couldn't pay him very well because the company was relatively new and they didn't have the funds to pay him. So what they did is they gave him stock options and said that, you know, that's the only way that they could really pay him properly. But the stock wasn't worth anything. Well, at the play shop, they declared that they wanted to find magical and delightful ways to become multi-millionaires.
Right.
And it was hard for them to use that word. We teased them because they said, we said, would you like to be prosperous or rich or wealthy or millionaire or multimillionaire? And they could not make up their minds, and they finally just blurted out, all right, if we're going to play this game, we're going to say multimillionaires.
Well, you know, go for the gold.
2 days later, their stock went public, and it went off the charts. And that couple became multi-millionaires, literally, overnight.
Oh, how wonderful.
And they were struggling to make ends meet. And then I remember there was another gal, her name was Alice, and she needed exactly $625. And she asked everybody she knew if they could help her, and no one could help her. So she came to the play shop. She kind of rolled her eyes, thought it was way too simple, thought it was really kind of silly. But on her way home, she bought a lottery ticket. And the next day, she turned on her television, and they were announcing the winning numbers. She won exactly $626. The extra dollar paid for her lottery ticket. She called me back screaming. She says, this really works.
I love it.
So
it's absolutely wonderful.
And there was another woman. She won, I think, $95,000 in the lottery after doing the 15-minute miracle. And again, this isn't about winning the lottery. This is about just tuning into a frequency that allows you to receive on a grander scale than you might be used to, and as you create the clarity for that.
Well, yes, and there are also relationship changes that occur.
Oh, big time. The gal I told you about earlier that spent 30 years and the $100,000, she was looking for a mate for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Finally, she met the love of her life. They got married. In fact, they're celebrating their anniversary tomorrow, their fourth wedding anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, how wonderful.
And it just couldn't be more perfect. And so, yeah, it just seems like it doesn't matter whether it's a health issue, prosperity, vocation, relationship, well-being. It really doesn't matter. The 15-minute miracle process seems to address everything that you have, that you're challenged with. If you just follow the simple principles, it works for everything.
Okay. I would like to invite our callers, if anybody wants to call in now, to please feel free to do so. She's Jacqueline is really interested in reaching out and having you talk to her. This is a miracle. Is it only printed in English?
At this time, it's only printed in English. However, we've had requests from all over the world to translate it in different languages, so I'm sure that that's going to be something in the near future that we will be looking into.
Okay. Well, for those of you who would like to order it, please call her. She's given you this, and then before her contact information, and before the end of the show, she's going to give it to you again. And remember, I'm Phyllis Pricer with the Higher Dimensions. And it's BBS Radio you're listening to, and we would love you to call in and ask any questions that you want with regard to this and talk to Jacqueline. This is a really wonderful opportunity for you to find out how to make a difference in your life and bring into your life what it is you truly want and how to have it appear in your life, to manifest, I guess is a good word, to manifest in your life all that you really deserve, which is all the good that you could possibly hold with both arms wide open. And the only one that holds you back is you. And again, you're listening to Jacqueline Aldana and the 15-Minute Miracle. And do we have some more stories and things we can go through to talk about? Because I'm loving this. I am just loving this.
Well, would you like to actually have your listeners experience the process a little bit very quickly?
I would love to.
Okay. So basically what we would do to begin with, as you know, in the Miracle Manifestation Manual, which is a companion to the 15-Minute Miracle Revealed,
right,
you would just say today's date, and today's date is?
The 13th of July, 2006.
And then we would say, is a clean slate for me to enjoy. In other words, we want to acknowledge that every moment is a new beginning, especially every new day. So we can start off fresh. Doesn't matter what happened.
Doesn't matter what time of day it is, because somewhere around the world it's early morning.
That's right. And so the next thing we do is...
So, positively speaking, today is a clean slate for me, absolutely pure.
Absolutely. And we can keep all the things that are working well and the positive possibilities and just discard anything that isn't working and just call it a fresh start. Mm-hmm. And then step number one, it says, I am so fortunate because life always blesses me with more of whatever I sincerely appreciate.
Uh-huh.
I really appreciate, you finish the sentence.
I really appreciate all the wonderful, beautiful people in my life.
Because
I really appreciate all the fantastic opportunities, including the people at BBS Radio for letting me have this show, which is a miracle itself.
Because?
And because it allows me to share and do and grow what is makes me happy, which is sharing the knowledge and wisdom and the love that I feel.
Wonderful.
And it allows me to express myself more than I have ever been able to do so in my entire life.
Now, on a scale of 0 to 10 right now, where is your energy, up or down?
Way up.
Way up. So as you're expressing appreciation and why you're grateful, energy goes up, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So let's go to step two very quickly. I love it when I feel...
I love it when I feel this great energy surging through me.
When I feel this way, then what?
When I feel this way,
uh-huh.
I feel that there is nothing that I cannot do or achieve.
Which makes it easier for me to...
To do anything that I set my mind to do at any time, anywhere.
Wonderful. Energy up or down?
I'm trying not to fly out the window.
You're doing well. You're probably levitating by now. So we're accomplishing our goal to keep energy moving up, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to take you over to, since we don't have time to do all the steps, I'm going to take you down to the last step where it says, since I can be, do, or have absolutely anything, I see myself already enjoying the following. Now, what we want you to do here is tell us the story of your life as though it were absolutely the very best it's ever been, and it's already so. In other words, you might say, my health has never been better than it is right now, and I now have enough money to make all decisions based solely upon desire. You know, and so you tell me your ideal life story, okay?
I have the energy and the resources to fulfill the dreams of bringing out, one, the truth and the ability for people to learn how to heal themselves and to connect to the highest source for the highest good.
Wonderful.
I know that I have what is necessary already within me and within my own grasp, and this makes me feel like an angel. It makes me feel so very, very happy. I also know that everything is working in perfect order to manifest at the perfect time to help bring out a teaching course that uses the five senses that can be taught around the world and help all children and all people everywhere to become more in touch with their body, mind, and spirit and to become whole and one and to help everyone achieve their dream of the reuniting of body, mind, and spirit.
Beautiful, beautiful. Good job, Phyllis. You really have the hang of this. And since we have another minute or two, let's go back up to step four here. And this is called the divine assistance step.
Okay.
And it says, I now invite assistance from the loving power I recognize as greater than myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this would be your higher power by whatever name is meaningful to you.
Oh, it would be, for me, would be God,
okay,
the source of all that is. It could be, for as you say, depending on the culture,
sure.
It could be whatever that person's cultural belief or philosophy is.
Indeed, that's a very personal thing. And so you would then be, if you were looking at the book here, it would say, thank you, God, for your perfect guidance, unconditional love, and ongoing support. If it is in the highest good for me and for all life everywhere, please divinely orchestrate the following in just the perfect time. Now, this would be an opportunity for you to make a little list of things for God to do. for you, and if you were writing out a list so that it was very clear,
mm-hmm.
you might say, you know, please help me to, or inspire me to, or show me the way to,
mm-hmm.
what might you put down here in this step?
Well, I would ask for a guidance,
okay.
for wisdom,
okay.
knowledge, understanding, right timing.
Absolutely.
Being in the right place at the right time. Having the wisdom to know the opportunities and the gratitude that for whatever I am given, I am joyously thankful. And whatever I am given, I wish to give back in full measure. And I would love to have this continue each and every day for the rest of my life and to live in joy, peace, harmony with
Wonder.
Myself and with mankind.
And then when you were finished with that, you would say, I completely surrender all worries, doubts, and fears to you, God, when I entrust you to take care of the details. Everything naturally falls into place for me with amazing ease. And so after you've asked for assistance, you then surrender all of that and allow your higher power to take care of the details. You see?
Yes,
it's
I surrender
yeah.
how it's to be done and know that it will be done because, you know, I cannot think that the Creator wants but only the best for those whom He has created.
That's
and
right.
it is His joy and pleasure to give to us as we request it.
Indeed. And then it's always important, too, to release and let go of anything that isn't serving you. And the things come up during the day sometimes that cause us to temporarily be a little off balance. So there's a step in here we call the release step, and it says,
mm-hmm.
I am now ready and willing to release and let go of, what might you be willing to let go of?
Any worry, guilt, fear, unbelief, lack of worthiness, anything known or unknown that would be an impediment for me to achieve what I have requested or that would interfere with my receiving that which I have asked for.
Now, this act of releasing enables me to what?
To put it back into God's hands.
You bet. So now let me check your energy rating here after you've done these couple of steps. Where is your energy now?
It's off the charts.
It's off.
And I've moved into a space of peace and knowingness.
Very good.
And what can I say? An absolute certainty that that which I have requested will be done.
It's on its way.
And done right speedily.
And then it's very important to remember we talked about the giving and receiving business?
Right.
Okay. So we have a step that it's called the kindness step. It
right.
says my special way of being kind to myself today is to what?
Well, it was to go and learn as much as I could about a healing paradigm that I was telling you about,
yes.
so that I can then in turn share with those I meet that which I have learned and that they too may learn to be healers of their own beings. And
mm-hmm.
then they too can turn and share with others. And like the pebble that's dropped in the sea, the ripples reach to the ends of the earth.
Beautiful. And then it's very important also to be very kind to someone else. So it says my special way of being kind to someone else today is to what?
Well, let's see.
It could even be something as simple as just tell
something
every person.
Something I've already done is I bought extra fruit mm-hmm. and I gave it to my neighbors.
Good for you. That's an excellent example.
I mean, it was about it was so much that I bought for so little. How could I not share it?
That's beautiful. And then when you're finished with the steps, all seven steps, then you would say, because life is so eager to give, I now agree to accept these and even greater gifts in just the perfect time in delightful ways that express the highest good for all life everywhere. Sign the magnificent who? The magnificent
Phyllis
Pricer.
Yes. And whoever is listening in our audience who is going over this with me, sign your name.
Sign your name and put the date again.
And date it today. Yes.
And then you would read the bottom of the page and you would say out loud, I am an irresistible magnet for miracles. It's just a story of my life. Say that, Phyllis.
I am an irresistible magnet for the what?
For miracles.
For miracles.
It's just a story of my life.
And it is a story of my life.
And listen as life whispers in your ear. You're right, Phyllis. Let me show you more evidence of this.
Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow morning.
So that's, you know, we
that's
took
great.
Less than, I think, 5-7 minutes, something like that, to just demonstrate this to your listening audience so that they could get a little feel for this. But that's how simple it is.
And, you know, and it's true because God does love us, or the power.
Oh, indeed, more than we can probably comprehend.
And he wants to provide us with all that we can have and all that we can be. All we have to do is ask for it, and I think it's written just about everywhere, and we just don't believe it. But it's time to believe that which is written and to accept for ourselves the goodness and joy and fullness that exists in life and is just waiting for us.
Indeed, Phyllis. Well said.
And I think it is so beautiful, and you were so blessed. I'm sorry that you had to be in a space where there was so much pain and suffering before we became aware of it, but I'm so glad if you finally made it.
Well, I'll tell you, we are grateful for the challenges because out of them emerge the most wonderful, exciting opportunities and awareness and understanding. And now that we get to be able to share that with those who are consciously looking for positive change in their lives.
And there are so many. I had a call tonight from someone who is concerned about her position and changes, and I said, you know what, go play, have fun, there's nothing you can do about it. And she said, well, can I listen to your show tonight? I said, I wish you would, because you know what, you're going to hear something that's going to change your life. And so I'm hoping she knows who she is. I won't embarrass her by saying who it is.
Well, you know, we wanted to make this affordable for people all over the world.
Yes.
So we put a package together called the Deluxe Miracle Starter Kit that has everything you need in order to really master these simple principles.
Mm-hmm.
It's the next best thing to coming one of the 2-day play shots, actually. But, you know, for what, you know, people these days invest in a lot of supplements every month, their
right.
vitamins and minerals. So for the cost of what it would cost you for a supplement for
mm-hmm.
1 or 2 months, you can invest in something, Phyllis, that will nourish you for the rest of your life. And here's the other thing that's very important for you to hear. Everything that we do is backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee.
I love it.
It says if for any reason at all, that you are not in harmony with this or you feel it doesn't have value for you, you just let us know so we can refund anything invested. And in the last 11 years, I think we've had 2 people take us up on that.
Really?
So that's not too bad.
Oh, I'd say that's I think if most retailers or even wholesalers had that kind of a low return, they'd be beating on past your door. And by the way, this can work in business or anything else. It's not just, folks, for personal. It can be used for any part of your life in which you feel there is a room for improvement. How's that sound?
I think you couldn't have said it any better. You are so articulate. Are you some kind of a word wizard?
No.
Well,
but
you're becoming one.
I do love to read, and that's one of my joys. One of my absolute joys is reading and communicating with people, and I just love being around people, and I think it shows. And I'm so grateful because I had the most wonderful mother in the world, and she was gifted. I don't have her with me anymore, but she gifted me with reading to me before I was even born.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
Yeah, and that's long before they said it was a good idea.
Oh, aren't you just so blessed? And you know
what
I love about you?
And so are you. You are such a beautiful woman.
Well, thank
and
you so much.
I am so honored that you allowed us the time to have you come and share with us your magnificent story. And I will tell you, I will keep in touch and let you know how this goes. How's that sound?
Well, I would most appreciate that, Phyllis. And I want to just tell you that you are one of the most articulate and best interviewers I've ever had the pleasure of working with in 11 years.
Well, how very, very kind of you.
Well, it's true. You really, truly care about your listening audience. You don't have a hidden agenda at all, but rather just to be of value to those who are looking to make positive change in their life, and I congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad that the miracle of God entered into your life and that you are able to share this miracle with others because you are one of the light keepers on this earth, And where the light shines, there can't be darkness. And where there is light, we know there's God. And we know there's peace and joy. And you're creating that in everything you do and say. And I am humbly grateful for this wonderful gift. I hope we will have you again sometime.
I hope
if you would like to share more. And if you would please give your phone number and your website one more time.
Sure. It's www.15minutemiracle.com,
mm-hmm.
and that's 15miracle.com. And then the phone number is 888-468-4335.
Fantastic. Again, this is Phyllis Pricer. You can reach me. I have a website not only with BBS Radio, The Higher Dimension, but also at www.multiplepathwaysinc.com. I do have an email, psychicworlds4@AOL.com. You can reach me at 202-387-2080. Thank you all so very much for listening in, and my greatest wish for all of you, and you too, Jacqueline, is that your life continue to be a series of miracles, and that all that you desire and all that you wish and the best of health, happiness, harmony, and joy be in your lives each and every day.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Phyllis.
Thank you so much. And I think it's just hit the time that we're going to have to sign off.
Yes.
God bless you all. Listen again next week to Higher Dimensions. We'll have another wonderful guest that I'll tell you about later on. Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye, dear.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.